Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, May 3rd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Fire takes out mission offices in Ukraine. Believers weather anti-Christian sentiment in Turkey, and a local school gets the idol treatment. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Fire at the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism offices in Ukraine tops today's news. ABWE reports the fire was discovered Saturday morning at the Church Ministries Institute building in Odessa. ABWE's Donna Messenger says this facility is strategic.
It's really been the basis of operation for the whole theological training program in all of Ukraine, and the program itself extends to Russia and now Moldova. So they have set up a temporary place for the classes, but it's going to mean a whole change in the way they make their decisions now about how to run the program.
Nobody was injured, but offices, the MK school, and storage room were destroyed. I asked Messenger if this will hurt their work there.
I don't think it's going to throw the program off much at all, other than making decisions about how and when to rebuild and the extra expenses that it will cost to do that. I think that it's going to tie a lot of people together. Tragedy has a way of doing that, I think.
Go to our website to help with the rebuilding expenses. We turn next to Turkey, where media coverage stirred up anti-Christian sentiments. Our contact works with the Alo Dua Prayer Center in Turkey. While the issue is settling, we'll call him Brian for security concerns.
Because we were distributing New Testaments on the street, the wife of a past president started saying, now they're giving out New Testaments on the streets, soon we'll be wearing crosses from our skull caps. And it took off in the press, and of course they tried to exaggerate on things.
The end result of the media storm was that people were more curious and open about the gospel. Brian urges prayer for the changes ahead.
The Turkish mentality is to be a Turk is to be a Muslim, and to be a Muslim is to be a Turk. But for them to realize that there are Turkish Christians is a whole new adjustment. On the one hand, of course, there's more openness, and on the other hand, we need to be careful for those who are not open.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A revolution in Kyrgyzstan 2 months ago paved the way for what will hopefully be a unifying election July 10th. There are 9 presidential candidates vying for that presidential seat. InterServe's Karen Dominguez says that they're watching the elections with great anticipation.
We are actually hoping for a more open government that would be elected. The previous government was very open to Christian activity. We are not expecting a change for the negative. We're actually hoping for a change for the better.
4 years since the launch of Camp Adonai, Dominguez says it's become a great evangelistic tool. She hopes that tradition will continue.
Close to 1,800 children go through this camp from the ages of 10 to 18, where they study the Bible, and they have games and crafts and sports that are all coordinated with the daily themes, and about 50% of them are non-Christians, and it's exciting because more than half of them become Christians while they're at camp.
Next, it's been over a month since the 8.7 magnitude earthquake struck Nias Island, Indonesia. Teen Missions International is doing everything they can do to help, and they're starting off by helping families of their Bible school students. Leaders of the school traveled to Nias Island and gave them money to begin rebuilding their homes, as nearly all brick structures were damaged. Christians are praising God for His protection. Pray that this testimony will point many to Christ. And finally, Young Life Australia is getting help from an idol to tell people about Christ. Vocal director of the hit television series Australian Idol, Irana Clark, will be at a high school in New South Wales to talk about her journey as a child star and now as a vocal director. Young Life's prayer is that Clark's words will positively impact young people for Christ as she inspires them to keep striving for their dreams. Pray that many will look to Christ for answers. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Chuck Swindoll's book, The Triumph of the Cross, a gift from Transworld Radio, call 1-800-995-4828. It's a great witnessing tool that'll provide answers about why God's own Son was sent to the cross in a way seekers will understand. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.